Okay, we're starting Maseches Makos, and this will be a really short introduction to the Masechta. First of all, you have to know that according to many opinions, and there's good evidence for this, Makos actually originally wasn't its own Masechta. It was just a continuation of Maseches Sanhedrin, and that seems to be suggested by one opinion in the very end there of Sanhedrin. There are even Rishonim, like the Ralbag, who refer to the chapters as like the 13th chapter of Sanhedrin and so on. Be it as it may, whatever it is, we definitely are picking up exactly where we left off in the previous parak, meaning the last chapter of the 11th chapter, as we have it in Sanhedrin, refers to, in the Mishnah says it has it anyways, it refers to Edom Zomim, and that becomes the topic of this chapter. So there's a continuation no matter how you slice it. Now the topic of Makos, the word Makos means something like, you know, the Eser Makos, the 10 plagues, is the same word makos as the makos here, referring to lashes that are administered by the bezdin. So makos in general means, you know, generally getting walloped. And the verb for lashing with a whip is loke, lamed vav kuf hey. Makot, or makos, is mem kaf, not kuf, kaf vav tuf. So don't get those confused. Malkus mardus rabbinic lashes, makos doraisa lashes. And that's the name of the Masechta. However, there are just three prakim, and only the third perek is dedicated to the topic of actually the administration of the lashes by the Bezdin. Of the three prakim, the first chapter talks about this topic of Edom Zomim, these conspiring witnesses who are shown to be lying because they weren't at the place at the time that they said they were. That's the topic of the first chapter of Makos. The second chapter, different topic, standalone also, has to do with the Arei Miklat, the cities of refuge, and the requirement to flee and stay in their cities of refuge for one who kills Bishogeg and inadvertently, but sort of recklessly to some degree, kills another person. So that person, instead of getting the death penalty or something like that, goes to the Arei Miklat, cities of refuge, and stays there until a later time, described in the Psukim, and so when the Kohen Gadol dies, whatever it is. So that's the second parak. And the third parak goes back to the topic, indeed, of Makos proper, of administration of lashes and how they are given and so on. Makos are the default punishments for violation of a law in the Torah, generic law in the Torah, prohibitions, where one does some action that it doesn't get the penalty of kares or of Misa, execution, so then Makos is the typical go-to punishment. In any case, that is the scope of this Masechta, and let's just jump right into it with the first parak.